and a lot of some of them hammered them out of a neck yoke ring. That way they're pretty round, but just flatten them out. So he's just about that thick.
About half an inch, maybe. Or
oh
quarter?
No, yeah, about that, a 3/8 maybe, mm-hmm. Not over that, and that way they would heat good, and the heat would stay in that length. That ring is pretty thick, so it'd be about that wide when you hammered it out, and it's only about that big around. And some of them, if they had carried saddlebags, them little punch saddlebags, it's just a pocket about the 4 or 5 inches wide. They put them in there. Otherwise, they tie them on the back of the saddle, right on the left hand side there, so that the hand to get at, but wouldn't be in the way, and tie them on good and solid, because that was one thing you didn't want to lose. That was kind of earmarked you, but if you didn't have a running iron with you, you wasn't a cowboy.
Okay. Would they carry any other tools with them? Or?
Well, they always had their spurs and their boots and their hat, gloves. Or if you was traveling very far, why, you generally have them saddlebags with you too, because then you'd have your snack in there in case you didn't get back in time for supper.
Okay. Back the farm, what are these things that they would use to carry maybe amounts of soil and have two handles on them?
What do you mean, a plow, a walking plow?
Or even to haul dirt in that have the...
Oh, slip.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, it's a shovel that's been pulled with a horse, and it's got a yoke on it, and you can dig a ditch with it, or move dirt or manure piles, whatever. But a lot of people use them in the modern day was to move dirt. I see about 30 inches long, about as wide as that first six section of seat there, mm-hmm. And about that big, and got double trees fastened on the front of it, and two handles out here, and you start your team into this little pile of dirt or this ditch, fill that bucket up, and then set it back down, and they'd pull it. And the draft on it was pulled, so when it was flat down, it'd scoot along on the bottom. And then when you get ready to tip it, well, you'd have to raise up on them handles and get that blade to hook into the ground and tip it over.
Now, was there something bigger they might have had?
Oh, yeah, they had soil? Now, that's just for a team. Uh-huh. Now, the four-horse Fresno, that's twice as wide, twice as big, and it had a Johnson bar on it. That their handle was called a Johnson bar.
Now, a Johnson bar was used to dump?
Yeah, and also used to guide it into load, too. And if you didn't do that right, you'd end up right in front of in the middle of the horses, because they hook. If you get too deep, they throw you right up. If you hung on to the damn thing, you'd be up here with the horses. And it throws many a good guy that's been in the middle of them horses. And the theory to that is to not try to load it all one chunk. You can go along and skim it. And, I expect a little farther from here to the window, you could fill it up pretty good with about that much of a cut.
About a half inch, quarter inch?
Or an inch cut, something like that. Okay. Somewhere. But if you get too much, especially if it's in the soddy dirt, that's when you really get hooked. You'd be going along here, all of a sudden you got it pretty balanced, and you hit one of them damned old hard clods, and that sucker will dig in. And here goes you loading the whole bit. You're already leaning on because you're balancing that. You're pushing down on it to keep it level so it's your cut. Uh-huh. And that's when you get off center. It's kind of like a fighter, and you dodge and he hits you just about that.
Could you dislocate your shoulder?
Well, I expect the guy could if he was really rough, but most guys will let loose of it. After the first go around, you let loose of it.
You knew it to let go. Were there different types of plows?